So we are back. So today we are just going to discuss about the scalars and PowerShell. So scalars are quite straightforward in the PowerShell. For example, I would simply create a few variables, and for that I will be using VS Code. So in VS Code, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to define a few variables. For example, number is equal to 1. So that's how I define number. Sorry for that semicolon. I have a habit of coding in C#, so you guys can understand. So the next thing is string. And string, let's say I am now a PowerShell expert. Amazing. And the next one, let's say float. So a floating point, let's say we use math capabilities and .py, that we're fine. And after float, what we're going to do is that we just want to get the first process. So when I say a process, so to just say the process, we say PRC proc and is equal to, let's say get dash process, and there we go. And with it, I would say I also want to get date. So we have a command list for the data that is get date. There you go. So it gives you all the information and all the syntax that you actually need for that. And get date, I will simply replicate it here so that I can debug it. I will simply place a breakpoint here and I will run it. So now I would simply move to the next line and you will be able to see that we have just made a variable and we're able to see that in order. So the first one is number 1 and the next one is a string, the next one is a process, but before that there's a floating point, there's byte 3.14159265358979. That's not a number actually. sorry for that, but that's basically a pi number. And that is basically a floating point, so you're able to see the floating point. Next is a process, so that's type of system to diagnose with process, and you can see the details of that. We're going deep into that. And the next thing is the date, so you're able to see the date, and now it will terminate. So, the next thing we're just going to do is that it is quite simple, and which is that, for example, if I just want to create a simple array, so how would I do that? So it's quite simple. For creating an array, it's like array is equal to, let's say I want to put in hey there, or hey net, then I want to put a number, and then I want to put a pi here as well. And then I just want to put anything like that, but that's more than enough for now. Okay, so now we're just going to use an array to loop in, so we'll see the, how we loop in the thing. So for that, I would simply say for each, and in the for each loop, I would put an array, and in array, I have here item. And item, I can just simply iterate that, and there you go. Number 1, number 2, number 3, and there you go, I'm iterating that, and it's printing here. And that's how you do the things in the, by using the scalars in PowerShell. And next time, in the next video, we're just going to discuss collections. Till then, take your time, practice it, and we'll see you in the next video.